Let us pray. O God, who has caused this day to shine with the illumination of the true light, grant us, we beseech you, that as we have known the mystery of that light upon earth, so may we also perfectly enjoy him in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
I've never been a huge fan of puzzles. Maybe it's because I have very little patience. Maybe it's because I probably have something better to do with my time altogether. But I've never really been keen on them. They've never really held my interest. I know that many people love them. I do not. Yet, I am very fond of the Old Testament, as most of you know, which is very much like a puzzle. For throughout the Old Testament, we are given pieces of prophecy that speak of the Messiah coming into the world. Piece by piece, this day was foretold by prophets, by kings, and by priests. But on this day, we get to see the big picture. God in times past spoke in many different ways, in dreams and visions and signs and wonders, by the words of angels. But he who has arrived last is first of all. He who has spoken last is greater than all who came before him. Jesus, in other words, is far more excellent than the rest. The last shall be first, and he who is first came last. How much more is he who is the son and heir greater than the servants who came before him? The prophets were great men, even holy and pious men, but they were men nonetheless. They were merely servants and not the heir to come. And there were some good kings in Israel's day, not many, but some. Yet they were just a shadow of his kingship. But what of those devout priests, you say? Merely a type pointing toward his perfect priesthood. All these pieces over the centuries were fitted and put and placed together. All these pieces spoke of God's chosen and anointed one. But all failed to shine as brightly and as purely as him. None could compare to him who is the maker and the sustainer of all things. So how much greater is the Son? He is the prophet of prophets. He is the high king of heaven. He is the great high priest. He is the mediator between God and humanity because he is the God-man himself. He is the fulfillment of the law. You see, Jesus is not just a human being, he's God as well. And in these last days, the Father has spoken through his Son and his heir. So the first day of the last days was actually the birth of Jesus Christ. The last shall be first, and he who is first came last. God spoke once in one way, then he spoke again in another way. Though people did not perceive it. His last and final word, according to the author of Hebrews, is none other than Jesus. Amen. There are no more pieces to come together. But why did all of his servants come before him? Why did he not just come first? Why all the prophets and the kings and the priests and the angels? Well, as it has been throughout history, and as it is still in many places in our world today, before the ruler of a great state or country arrives, he sends his representatives, his ambassadors, and his envoys to appear so that they can announce that he is coming, that he is on the way. It is no different here. No matter how great some of those who came before Christ were, Christ is above all of them. And when he finally came into our world, when he finally appeared, he came not in glory and in pomp, but in great humility as a little babe. What a word God has spoken in Christ. There's no more pieces. The picture is now complete. The last shall be first, and he who is first came last. Christ is above all things, including his bride, the church. And here is where this great mystery hits home for us. Whereas we should merely be servants, he calls us friends. Whereas we were slaves, we were made children of the living God by him who purged our sins. And he takes us, though we are many living pieces, many different parts, he takes us and he makes us whole in his mystical body, in himself. And though the church is made up of these many parts, he fits and places us together and he holds us all together in himself. That is a miracle. And he sends us out in the power of the Spirit, out into the world to utter the final word, which is Jesus Christ. There is no need for another word. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Who is God with us. Always Jesus. Who is God for us. He came to win himself a bride. And win her he did. Therefore let us rejoice in this final word, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The puzzle is now completed. The final word has been spoken. The last shall be first, and he who was first came last on this Christmas day. Let us pray. Almighty God, who has given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a virgin, grant that we, being regenerate and made your children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by the Holy Spirit. Through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the same Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.